This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, David McCurley, and this is the podcast for East Central Alabama. And we talk about businesses that mold how we interact with people, and they shape how we work. We create opportunities for people in and around our communities for employment. And today I am being joined by Patrick Harris and Wesley Allen of Coosa Valley Technologies. Guys, how you doing?
Doing great.
Great. How about yourself, David?
I'm hanging in there. Let's talk a little bit, first of all. Tell us a little bit about Wesley Allen. You, your family, where you live?
Sure. Well, I live in Childersburg, married, wife Kim, got two kids. I've always been a Coosa Valley native. I was raised around the Bay Point area, if you know where the Bay Point golf course is. Yeah. So very familiar with the area, and I have always loved this area.
And, of course, been knowing Patrick a long time. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing now.
Well, my name is Patrick Harris, and I'm the sales and marketing supervisor at Coosa Valley Technologies. Of course, I was a teacher at Sylacauga High School for about 22 years between middle school and high school. And now I've made that transition into, you know, the corporate world. And it's been a little bit different, but it's been fun and been exciting. And sales and marketing has been a challenge to come out of education. But I tell you, it's been fun. It's a whole new adventure. And it's a very exciting world to be a part of technology.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about Coosa Valley Technology, Wes.
So Coosa Valley Technologies is a really interesting business. Let me back up. We're a wholly owned subsidiary of Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, which a lot of people in the Coosa Valley area are familiar with, especially in the rural areas. The electric cooperative was started in 1939 by the Rural Electrification Act. It enabled a member-owned electric cooperative, and its whole purpose was to get electricity to the areas that the investor-owned utilities would not spend the money to get lines to, because it was very costly to do so. And what we've run into is the same situation today. It's the same problem that we had in the 30s, and it's rural locations don't have adequate internet connection. And so that was a need that Coosa Valley saw. We heard from our membership, which elects a Democratic board, and our board said it's time to do this. Our membership needs it. So in 2020, we had our annual meeting at the Speedway Dome in Talladega in the middle of COVID. This was in September of 2020. And we had the biggest turnout ever. Everybody masked up, you know, plexiglass everywhere. And we had voting machines, just like you have when you go vote for any election that we normally have. Largest turnout ever, overwhelmingly voted yes to go into broadband. I think we had one no, and I think after we discussed with that person, they thought they had to take the service that it was going to go on their bill. Once it was explained to them, I believe it was a unanimous yes.
How about that? And, of course, Patrick, tell us about, I know you're in the sales, your supervisor there. Tell us about what your role is.
Well, my role is to pretty much identify, you know, commercial and residential customers and try to assess their needs and figure out how we can best suit what they have a need for in, you know, each area specifically. One of the biggest challenges that we face is that there's a lot of competition out there. And, you know, coming from our side of understanding what our product is, what we offer, is trying to help them to better see what we can do to benefit them as a business. And so identifying those clients, identifying those businesses, and figuring out what the customers are looking for, that's really what our goal is trying to really figure out all those pain points and then, you know, ease them up as much as we can.
And Wes, I know that Coosa Valley Electric Co-op is the kind of the umbrella of this and many employees. But what about Coosa Valley Technologies? How many people do you employ there? And growing every day, I'm sure.
Yeah, we are growing every day. That's right. We're a small shop. We have 9 employees currently. We've got 2 jobs posted right now. So that's some growth there. We also have some really healthy relationships with contractors. If we didn't have some good relationships with contractors, there's no way we could do this. Helps get the outside work done. We have contractors out of Huntsville that help take all the technical support calls, contractors that help with our phone system. So we're blessed with a good ecosystem of partners we can rely on to get all this done.
And knowing Patrick Harris as long as I have and being involved at Sylacauga High School and coaching and teaching, you were always an influence on the life of a child, and I applaud you for that. Appreciate it. Now you've changed a little bit. Tell us what you like about this job.
I'll tell you what I like about this job, David, is the fact that we are a local company. You know, being what we are as a broadband company has a set of challenges, particularly if you're a customer, when it comes to finding out, you know, how do we get services that we need? How do we grow? How do we develop? And being a local company, knowing that what we do is right here in Coosa Valley, that's a big part. I mean, being a part of Sylacauga for all the years that I was, you know, family meant a lot because you were a part of every family in the community with all of their children, between athletics and between teaching. So being a small local company like we are and realizing the impact and the scope that we are actually creating right now is pretty amazing. And that's been, I think, the most exciting part about this job is realizing that even a small company up in Talladega, Alabama, can make a big difference. And, you know, being a part of education, that's what we were. We were making a difference every day. And oddly enough, even as a broadband company, we're still making a difference every day.
You know, and it's funny that you talk about 9 employees right now. We probably have 9 or 10 here and then a bunch more at our Auburn office. But we all get along. It is, and it's so much better to come to work every day with people that you love to be around. Talk a little bit about how you lead or how you get along with each other.
Well, one of the mottos that actually I had heard first from a previous general manager is we work hard and we play hard, right? You got to have fun. You got to enjoy what you're doing. I don't believe you can truly enjoy your job unless it's something that you have a passion for, right? Doesn't mean every day you're going to be so excited and, yeah, I have to do some grunt work today. But most days, right, you leave feeling rewarded and you've done what you needed to do. And you're exactly right. There's such a camaraderie with an office of that size. And we really do get along great. Like I tell people, if there are problems, I don't know about it. So it's really a great situation.
Well, that is a great situation. And, of course, I'll turn to you too, Patrick. You've always been able to get along with everybody. And but 9 folks. But you're always looking to expand, as he mentioned, about 2 job openings right now.
Yes. You know, my favorite joke to tell right now to my former coworkers in education, I said, guys, you know how many fights I've broken up since I've been at Coosa Valley Technologies? 0. There hasn't been a fight in the break room yet. It's been amazing. So we have a lot of fun with that. But, yeah, we do have 2 positions. One is a fiber technician and one is a residential sales specialist because we do have a lot of growth as far as our residential sales are concerned. I mean, every single day we're adding customers and our footprint's growing every single day. And so with that being said, you know, 9 people can only go so far. So we're looking for some good personnel to come in that can kind of fit what we're looking for as, you know, being a family-knit organization because, again, we spend 8 hours a day with each other. So it's a lot of connection, a lot of time spent together. And so it's important to have that relationship and that bond and know that the people we bring in are not only qualified, but also have that ability to kind of be a part of the family and understand what that's all about.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to step aside and take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Wes and Patrick about maybe some challenging parts of their job. And also, we'll talk about where we want to see Coosa Valley Technologies maybe 10 or 20 years down the road. We'll talk about that when we come back on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Don't let people talking on social media lead you astray on local news with false information. Stay in the know with news, sports, weather, and events happening in our area on SylacaugaNews.com, your source for all things happening in and around the Coosa Valley. Subscribe today to the free SylacaugaNews.com Daily Digest and get the day's top stories delivered straight to your inbox each weekday morning. Get the latest weather forecasts, local sports finals, political and business news, and special features on SylacaugaNews.com.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and we're talking with Patrick Harris and, of course, Wes Allen of Coosa Valley Technologies. And we've been talking about how great and wonderful they enjoy their jobs because of the people that they employ and the public that they need to talk to provide their services with. I want to ask each one of you, maybe get each one of you to comment. What are some challenging things? Or maybe I will ask, what is something that the public may not know that you have to deal with, Wes, on a daily basis?
Daily basis, quick hits for challenges for us would be Customer education. You know, a lot of this is newer technology for a lot of people, especially your elderly population. Mm-hmm. They've got to learn how to stream, how Wi-Fi is not the same as a fiber connection. We deliver fiber to the home.
Can you come teach my mom how to do that?
Well, we do it.
I mean,
we
really?
Do it every day. We have a great team of people and people that help educate our customers. That's a big challenge. On a macro level, we have almost 6,000 subscribers now. And as you mentioned, we have 9 employees. When you do that math, we're getting close to 700 subscribers per employee that we're responsible for, right?
Yeah.
And of course, I mentioned we have great contractors that help with that as well. And the number one challenge that's ahead of us, so we were blessed by ADECA to be awarded almost $20 million in grants to expand our footprint and to help bring broadband to the unserved and underserved areas. We've already been awarded those. We're going to be implementing those. We have a 2-year time frame that we have to be completed with the build out. And then in 2025, President Biden and the Congress have approved the BEAD Act, which is going to be $1.2 billion coming to the state of Alabama. And we're going to be applying for that money as well. So all this building that's going on right now, just like I mentioned, to address the need in rural areas that they don't have broadband. You have to have broadband to survive now.
Absolutely.
Everybody has to have internet.
Absolutely. And I'll ask you the same thing. Being in sales now, supervisor in sales, tell us what's most challenging for you.
Well, the ISP market's kind of crowded. You know, there's a lot of providers out there. And so that's one of the challenges that there's a lot of companies, which is good because that means there's a lot of opportunities for people to get a broadband connection. What we see, though, on our side is that oftentimes people don't understand the value of kind of what we bring to the table. Being a newer company, not being one of the big names that's always out there in front of them, I think sometimes they think maybe we don't meet the expectations or the standards. And so when you try to educate the customer on what we offer as a company and, you know, how our technology is really state-of-the-art. I mean, for a lot of these companies, their fiber's been in the ground for many, many years. This company's been in the ground for 2 years, and it's when it was built out the right way. I mean, even though it's Coosa Valley Electric, I mean, when they made this decision to create this company, they didn't really spare an expense. They said, we're going to put the best in the ground. We're going to put a system in place that's going to be able to grow and expand for years to come and not have to be one of those constant rebuild situations. So helping people to understand that even though we are a co-op subsidiary, that doesn't mean what we're offering is less than another, you know, big name offerer out there. And so helping them to see that and then teaching them and educating them, like Wes said, is one of the biggest challenges that we have. But when they see what we offer and then you get those customer testimonials that back it up, that's when you really kind of get that that ball rolling in the life of somebody else.
And Wes, I'll turn to you and I'll ask you, this may put you on the spot, but I know you know it. Let's say somebody watching or listening to this podcast wants to know more about Coosa Valley Technologies. Where do they need to go? Who do they need to call?
Of course, they can go to our website, but the problem there is a lot of people in the rural areas don't have good internet access, right? So call our office. Call the office. The number is listed in the book. You can find it anywhere in our documentation and talk with a real local person who's going to walk you through the benefits. The employees are right there in Talladega. If you hit option one, they are so good at helping every customer.
Not a robot, right?
Not a robot.
Yeah, I enjoy being able to talk to somebody, no matter what I'm doing on the phone as far as life in general with bills, or if I'm looking into something of this, I love to talk to a person, not a machine. I will ask each one of you, too, where is some place down the road 10, 20 years from now that you would like to see Coosa Valley Technologies? What sparks your interest when we talk about that?
I think we just want to continue to expand and bring this to people that don't have opportunities right now. And also want to give a shout out to Sylacauga Utilities, Ray Culp and his group. Mm-hmm. Sylacauga's done a fantastic job for years providing great fiber optic to the city of Sylacauga. It's tougher in the rural areas. You have to run it longer distances. You know, your customers per miles a line keeps getting less and less and less, and the cost goes up. I think it's also important to mention the reason we're in this business is because the incumbent telecommunication providers have had copper assets out there in the field for 30 plus years. And because they're investor owned, it's all about maximizing profits. They haven't reinvested into their system. And I think that's the main thing, is the reason we are pushing forward and expanding is because the people that have been there, in my opinion, have not adequately taking care of the people that they serve.
And Patrick, I'll ask you this, because obviously it works hand in hand with sales, but we talked about the two job opportunities you have now, but 5 years down the road, there's no telling how many people that Coosa Valley Technologies will employ.
Oh, absolutely. When Wes was talking about the grants, you know, as we increase this footprint, it's going to almost double the size of our current network, and the homes passed will increase significantly. The businesses passed will increase significantly. So we realize that there's going to be challenges that come with that. But I think that kind of goes back to what this company is built on. It's the idea of becoming a part of your family, a part of, you know, culture. And when you think of Coosa Valley Technologies, you ask, what do we want to be in 10 years? In 10 years, I want people to be able to look at our company and they see us as just a part of their day-to-day life, that, mm-hmm. you know, they make life easier. They've made it better for us. And because being a rural broadband provider, you know, you realize you are transforming lives, because in a lot of ways, we don't think internet is a new thing, but to some people, this is a brand new thing that they haven't had access to. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that in these last few months is that, you know, with this act, we are really connecting homes that have been living off of cell phones and cell towers and getting limited service and have limited availability. And being in the education space, you know, we went to a one-to-one initiative so many years ago, and yet here are these kids sitting in their homes and they don't have the internet access to be able to do the work that's required of them.
Right.
And so I realized that, you know, 10 years from now, we could be that company that helped to change the life of somebody because we were able to give them access to the internet for the first time ever.
Well, and I can speak firsthand on that, because a lot of times we go out to our tower sites and things of that nature, and there are people who live in rural areas. People really have a hard time understanding how rural the state of Alabama can be.
That's right.
And yep. and of course, those folks, I know some people who have never had cable television.
Yep.
They still live off of a regular phone, never have had cell phones. So that those people, first of all, they have to be educated.
Yep.
And but now the world is an internet turning world. And, yep. You know, just like when we go out and broadcast ball games, yep. you know, we have to have the internet. Mm-hmm. And we're appreciative of that. One more time before we go, Wes Allen and, of course, Patrick Harris, tell us a little bit. If somebody is interested in your company, what do they need to do?
So, again, CoosaValleyTech.com. The phone number is 256-649-4669. And I hope I didn't miss a digit on that, but I think I got that right. You guys reach out to us. Like I said, it's that personal touch. And here's the thing. We make no bones about it. Our product's the best. It really is.
Absolutely.
It's an all-fiber product. You can't find any better.
Absolutely. And, of course, Patrick, I've been knowing you a long time, but it's great seeing you in this role. It's a change with you that's not to say that school wasn't, but it's a positive change, and I'm sure you're enjoying it and looking forward to every day.
Oh, absolutely, because it is 180 degrees from what I did for all those years in education. And the challenges that come with it are fun. Every day, it's weird to say this, but every day is kind of an adventure, because there's always a new phone call. There's always a new question. There's always a new issue that comes up. But the beautiful thing about our company is that we're built on the idea of solving problems, and that's what we enjoy. And so I realize, you know, every day in education, I woke up with a purpose. And strangely enough, every day in broadband, I still wake up with a purpose. And it's been fun. It's been exciting.
Absolutely. And, of course, you guys are always a friend to Radio Alabama. You're always welcome here. And hopefully we can help in the ways that you get your word out to your folks, because there's a lot of people out there that don't know anything about Coosa Valley Technology, and we need to educate those folks and get them on the right track.
That's right. Absolutely.
So I appreciate you guys coming in today. And, of course, we hope that you've enjoyed Businesses in Our Backyard on this edition with Coosa Valley Technology. I want to thank Wes Allen and Patrick Harris for coming in. And, of course, you can share this podcast with your friends. I thank you for watching, and we'll see you on the next edition of Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.